It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, new treatments for depression. Up to 1 out of 10 people who suffer from depression are not helped by antidepressant drugs or talk therapy. Researchers have been testing alternatives, not medicine, but medical devices that stimulate the brain. We have 3 reports. First from Keith Seinfeld of member station KPLU in Seattle.
A woman named Georgia is one of hundreds who've signed up to test an experimental new treatment. It's a magnetic pulse, which is directed at the brain.
The first time I thought, ooh, I wonder if I should be doing this.
The treatment's called transcranial magnetic stimulation. Georgia battled severe depression for years. Her medication stopped working, and she was desperate. She's sitting in a reclining chair in a small room at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle.
Do I have the lights off?
Nothing.
No, that's fine.
Dr. Dave Avery is the research psychiatrist who's in charge of the treatment.
Okay, we'll ask that you not fall asleep.
A small machine touches the side of her head.
What you're hearing is the sound from the magnetic coil.
The machine is creating a powerful magnetic field. It extends out just an inch from the device, enough to touch the surface of her brain.
What I'm wondering, but what anyone would be wondering, is what does it feel like?
Well, I can't feel anything in my brain. I feel like
Georgia gropes for the right words. She says there's no pain at all. It's kind of like an electronic woodpecker.
She's like, it's a sense of electricity, but that's it.
The magnetic pulse creates an electrical current about the same strength as what's normal in a brain cell that's firing. For Georgia, a few weeks of daily treatments made all the difference.
I just felt good. You know, I felt like I had energy. I felt like my whole attitude shifted. It was an attitude shift, definitely.
Even though this procedure is not yet approved in the U.S. for the treatment of depression, some Americans are getting the treatment by going to Canada, where it has been approved. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.